40 years after the destruction of the Second Temple, the Jews attempted to rebuild the temple. And they attempted to do it with the permission of the Roman government. The emperor was a man by the name of Trajan, and the Jews negotiated with him at length as to their rights to rebuild the temple. However, he made certain conditions which were untenable, one of which was that the temple should be built in a different place. And the Jews were naturally unable to accept such an idea, but they also were unable to explain it to him why it was unacceptable and why it had to be only on that mountain in Jerusalem, etc. So what we have therefore is now the second of the three wars against the Romans. The first war against the Romans that I discussed with you from the year 63 to 73, the war that culminated in the year 70 in the destruction of the temple and the exile of the Jews from Jerusalem. The second war takes place in about the year 110, and it was led by two brothers, had Roman names. The Talmud calls them Pappus and Lullianus. Lullianus is the Roman name Julius or Julian. Pappus. And they made a strong effort to deliver the Jewish people from under the Roman yoke. Their main headquarters was in the city of Lod, which where the airport is today. The Romans went after them and dealt with them very severely. The Prince of Israel, whom we discussed last time, Ram Gamliel, was himself engulfed in the war, and he was in the siege of the city of Lod. He was inside of Lod. And the Romans brought the city down, and they massacred all the inhabitants, including the two leaders, Lullianus and Pappus. And the Romans thought that that brought the matter to an end, that they had pacified Judea once and for all. Immediately after this war, the Roman emperor died, Trajan, and he was succeeded by the emperor Hadrian. Hadrian came to power in about the year 118, and Hadrian again entertained ideas from the Jews as to the rebuilding of the temple, perhaps giving the Jews a measure of autonomy, some measure of independence. He was not interested initially in prosecuting the war any further. And he felt that the destruction of the city of Lod itself guaranteed that the Jews would not rebel again. But he misread the situation. The Jews, instead of having enough after two wars with the Romans, now would mount an even bloodier war, a war that initially would be successful, but that would eventually turn into the final disaster of the Jewish people and of the Jewish homeland in Palestine. It would mark the end of any sort of Jewish autonomy until our day, until our time, till the 20th century. This war was led by a man, one of the most enigmatic, mysterious people that appears in Jewish history. Person about whom we know very, very little, and yet for the role that he played, we should know a great deal. And his name was Shimon, and he was called Bar Koziva. Many say that that was his name, Bar Koziva.